Well, I suppose I first became interested in Muybridge's work seriously, although I had known it, but when I was working around the early 2000s on a project based on Place of Birth, I was working with a digital artist called Susan Diab. We were looking at the birth of cinema in the United Kingdom. But it led me into research, a fascinating project it was. And so I started looking at the early pioneers of cinema, such as the Lumiere brothers, Thomas Edison, Jules, Etienne Marais, and obviously my interest was much taken with Muybridge's work. I've always been fascinated with the relationship between poetry and film, and it strikes me as though the sequence itself would work very well with film behind it. It has been performed with slides, actually with rolling film. I think also this is an onward going thing. My fascination with poetry and film was so when Muybridge was able to make images that were formerly still move, I found that utterly fascinating. The photographs from Pennsylvania, of course, of all the athletes in the grids, and the naked woman against the background of the grids, have a very strange sort of haunted, captured in time. Water at one point is frozen. That's water from history frozen. And lovely idea. I mean, Muybridge has inspired many artists. Francis Bacon, the painter, for example. And then I read a book by Rebecca Solnit, Motion Studies, Time, Space, and Edward Muybridge, which in many ways defines Muybridge as an artist as well as a scientist, who, in many ways, at the birth of the entire modern world and the birth of modern communications. And so I've looked at the whole thing in terms of, an exchange where I talked to Edward Muybridge. I wanted to be in upon myself and to set up an exchange between the so-called modern world and the birth of the modern world, and Muybridge being relevant in that. So the poems are impressionistic. They go backwards and forwards through scenes of Muybridge's life. And I talk to Muybridge. Other than that, in Rebecca Solnit's work, I first became transfixed, really, by his fascinating landscape photography, which I didn't know a great deal about before. The beautiful, beautiful, broody photographs that he'd taken. Also my love of horse racing in Stanford's Ranch, modern horse racing has still learned about horses in motion from Muybridge's early research.